Hey everyone, I'm Craig Melvin, and before the games begin, let's get to know some of the athletes representing Team USA. Over the next few weeks, we're going to introduce you to some of the top competitors going for gold right here on the road to Paris. NBC News correspondent Stephanie Gosk and Today contributor Ali Love caught up with medal contenders across multiple sports to talk about their preparation, what success looks like in Paris, and what they're most looking forward to as we get closer to the opening ceremony on July 26th. So, let's get started. First stop, we are taking a look at women's gymnastics. The competition for a place on the U.S. team is fierce. And with world and Olympic champions like Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, and Suni Lee vying for spots, the 2024 team could be one of the toughest to make ever. Ali Love sat down with Olympic gold medalist Suni Lee as she gears up for the Olympic Games this summer. After making history at her very first Olympics in Tokyo as the first Asian-American woman to win the gold medal in the women's all-around event, also taking home a silver and a bronze, Suni shares how she's preparing for Paris, both mentally and physically, and also her goals for the Olympic Games.
I'm so happy to sit down with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling
yes.
Good? So let's talk about it because it's right in front of our face, right? Mm-hmm. You came out so strong in Tokyo and now Paris. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so close. How are you feeling about that?
I'm nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was just such a quick turnaround. Like, I feel like I literally was just at the Olympics and now they're like, okay, Paris. And now I'm like, what am I supposed to do? But I'm like really excited. I mean, I think it's just different this time around because the first time I was just like, you know, going to the Olympics, like I wasn't worried about like winning or anything. And I think this time it's like, I feel a lot more pressure because I won last time, but I'm excited.
How do you prepare for that in terms of knowing in the back of your mind, there is a weight of winning mm-hmm. and then this desire to want to continue to perform at that standard? How do you handle that on this road?
Well, I definitely go to therapy and like talk about it, but I always just keep telling myself that the end goal is not to win. Like, I don't care about winning. I just want to go to the Olympics. Like, that's always going to be like, I just want to go, you know?
Yeah. Is it a little different this time? Because you kind of know what to expect. Whereas going in before, you're like bright-eyed, bushy-tail. This is your first experience.
Yes.
Do you think that that's a benefit, knowing what to expect?
I think so. I think it's going to be different every time. And also, like, every year, like, there's going to be a bunch of girls that you've never seen before that are doing all these amazing things. And everyone's just always getting better. So it's like a little nerve-wracking, but I mean, it's great to see how everybody else does. But yeah, I think you do get a really good feel of how everything is. And even like going to Worlds like helps you prepare for that.
Yeah. Talk about the nerves. How do you handle the nerves?
When I get nervous, I usually like put my hand on my stomach and I just like calm myself down. And like once I start feeling myself like breathing normally again, like it's like when I'll start on an event. But I also like to do a lot of visualization and like talking to myself because like when I'm in my routine or like getting ready to go, I'm always like doing it in my head or like doing the motions. And then I'm just telling myself like my keywords.
What are some of those keywords?
To just be confident, be patient, and to just trust myself because I've done everything that I've been able to do leading up to this point. So like now it's just like you really just have to go out there and do it.
Is there any moment where you feel like everything is going well? Like even in practice, not just on the main stage, but like even in practice where things are going well, do you ever get inside your head where you're like, it's going too well?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Tell me about it.
I always do that. Like I always like will sit there and I'm like, wait, I'm like, it's going too good. Like something's going to happen. So then like, it's so random. Like I'll like visualize myself like crashing or something. And then like, I just like get it out of my system and then I'll go out there and it'll be good.
And it'll be good. You just you visualize it, you get it out of the way, and then you go out there and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You're not out there by yourself. You have your teammates, which is great some of the times. What is it like being on the team?
It's great. I mean, everyone has to like everybody has something to bring to the table and they're all just so amazing. Like outside of being an athlete, like as people, they are just such great people. And like, I can just always go to them if I feel nervous about something. Like they're all just so much more experienced than I am. And like being able to talk to them about how nervous I am or like what's to expect is just a really great feeling. Like knowing that you have them behind your back.
Talk me through a conversation. Like if you're feeling nervous or overwhelmed or having any, and it could be good energy too, right? I feel like nerves are great energy for an athlete. Like that just makes you hungry. Mm-hmm. And you're going to one of your teammates or you're talking to Simone, like I'm feeling this. Walk me through a conversation of what that would be like with Simone Biles.
She's always just like, you'll be fine. Like just go out there. Or she'll be like really relatable and be like, I'm nervous too. And so it's just like, we're both feeling it. And I think that kind of helps me because I'm like, okay, like I'm not the only person feeling that. But yeah, I think being an athlete, like, nerves is like, if you're not nervous, like you don't care, you know? And if you're not nervous, then you're not ready.
Oh, I love that. If you're not nervous, you're not ready. Let them know. Let them know. Let's talk about training. Training is different when you're training for something like the Olympics or training for Worlds. What is your training like that's different than your everyday training to maintain health?
Well, when I'm in season, I'm typically training, like I normally train 7 hours a day usually, but when I'm in season, it's more like routine work and like details. Whereas like when we're like in the off season, we're doing like chucking new skills and like trying to put routines together, like seeing how high you can make your difficulty and fixing up your execution. And that way it can like go into like the competition season and you're just ready to go like with your your routines.
So what's that off time look like for you when you're not in that mindset of checking skill level and doing all of those things? What is it like for you?
Off season for me is so fun because I love chucking new skills. I love trying new combinations.
Wait, what is is it chucking or checking? Forgive me.
Chucking.
What is chucking new skills? What does that mean?
Just like throwing a new skill or like trying something else. I just think it's so fun to like flip my body around. Like I love feeling like I'm flying. And it's just like the most fun feeling ever because like not a lot of people get to experience that. No. And so yeah, I love the off season because I can just kind of do whatever I want and like come up with the most crazy combinations that like nobody else has ever done or like coming up with a new skill. And that's like the fun for me because I love a challenge.
I love that. Yeah. In season now, you have your routine. Obviously, most athletes, we talk about having a rest day and a recovery day, right? Yes. Your recovery day, you're still moving. You're still tending to your body. But a rest day is when you truly need to repair your muscles. What does that rest day look like for you?
For me, rest days usually look like details, like just doing a little bit of basics, not as much routine work and just working on consistency because once you can get everything consistent, you can put it all together. And that's like what I like to do. And then obviously just like a lot of stretching and like making sure that my body is right. So I'll go to like therapy or rehab and like get my body worked on. And yeah, it's just really nice.
Do you ever visualize what Paris may be like?
Yes. Since I don't know what the like venue is going to look like, I'll always just like visualize myself in like past Olympic arenas. Mm-hmm. It's like the weirdest thing. But since I've watched so many other girls like on YouTube or like watch past Olympics, like I'll just kind of visualize myself in that arena, like with the spotlight on me. And I think it helps me. But yeah, like that's what I always did like leading up to the last Olympics. Mm-hmm. And it helped me a lot.
What are you saying to yourself when you're in the spotlight?
I'm just like, this is your moment. Like you've done everything. You have to just go out there and do you.
You're talking about mantras. You're talking about visualization, which is so important to an athlete because what we see as a spectator is we see you do amazing things. We see you fly. We see you, we don't necessarily see you chuck new skills. We see you perfecting that skill and performing it for us in a way that puts us in awe. I mean, when you think about the ability of doing all of these things and the capacity that you have to do all these things and knowing that it's not easy to do all of these things, where do you draw inspiration from?
My inspiration, I think, comes from like watching a lot of other athletes, not even just in gymnastics, but like even like Simone. She's like one of my biggest inspirations just because she's so amazing at everything. And Jordan, like I freaking love Jordan. She's like my best friend, but she just amazes me with like her fun energy and how she's always able to bring such a positive energy into a room. And like, it just helps me when I'm out there because I'm over there like freaking out, stressed. Like, I'm like, don't talk to me. And she's like, Suni, like, you're fine. She's like, stop freaking out. Like, you're going to be good. Like, you're amazing. And it just helps me the most. But yeah, my inspiration, I think, just comes from like wanting to be like a better version of myself every day. Like I just wake up and I'm like, okay, like today is going to be a good day. And if it's not, then you have tomorrow. But I just try and make the most of every single day.
Think about yourself when you were a little girl. Do you think you'd be here?
No, not at all.
What did she want when she was a kid? Suni, as a little girl, what did she want?
Suni, as a little girl, honestly, I just really wanted to flip. Like, I loved just flipping around and doing gymnastics. Like, that's how I got started. Like, I literally would watch videos of gymnastics and I'd be on the bed doing backflips or and flying off the bed. And my mom would be like, what are you doing? And then eventually she put me into gymnastics. But yeah, I just really loved it. Like, it was so fun.
Did you always know once you were in gymnastics that this is the course of your life? This is something that you wanted to do forever. When did you know that this was for you?
I'd say probably when I was around 10 mm-hmm. was when I really realized like this was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Because like leading up, like training for elite, like you don't really realize like what you're getting yourself into, like when you're that young. And once I started realizing, I'm like, okay, like this is a lot of work. Like I was training 8 hours a day. I had to go into homeschool and like it was just like a complete change. And I was like, I have like this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. But yeah.
All right, let's talk about Paris again. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see happen, truly?
Well, first, I just really want to make it there.
Wait, are you scared you're not going to make it there? What do you mean?
I think that's like the hardest part. I mean, Team USA has so many talented gymnasts.
Yes.
And like the competition is crazy. So people like to say like trying to make the Olympics mm-hmm. for Team USA is like harder than actually competing at the Olympics, which is so true.
What's the difference? Talk me through.
I mean, you're just like competing against all of your friends and like you see them and like everybody's just so amazing. Everybody brings something to the table. Like you're always just having to like watch out for like other people. Like, and you're all just competing for that 5 spots. Mm-hmm. Whereas like when you're at the Olympics, it's like you already know them and you just have to go out there and compete.
Does that change your training routine at all? Because you kind of know your friends. You know you're all in the same world.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a little bit in other sports where you get to watch the tape. Not mm-hmm. just your tape. You get to watch their tape.
Yes.
So you're studying what skills they're doing and things like that. So how does that affect your training now that you know that road is ahead?
That helps me a lot because I know I'm not like the strongest on like floor and vault. So I know I'm like, okay, I got to step it up on bars and I got to step it up on beam. Because if I'm not going to get the points on floor and vault, I got to get it somewhere. And it's going to come from bars and beam. But yeah, that's like… I spend a lot of time like watching other athletes because I like to see like where they are, like what their difficulty is. And then I'm like, okay, what can I do to like make sure that I'm like up there with them?
So many young girls look up to you. Is there anything you want to tell the young girls that are watching you right now?
I would just say to reach for your dreams and to never give up and also enjoy the journey because a lot of the times the journey is really difficult, but at the end, like, it's always going to be worth it.
Coming up, Stephanie Gosk sits down with star gymnast Jordan Chiles after the break. Jordan Chiles is a force to be reckoned with. Jordan made her Olympic debut in Tokyo, bringing home a silver medal in the women's team event. And now, the Olympian and world champion is hoping to bring home gold in Paris. Jordan sat down with Stephanie Gosk to talk about the road to the Olympic Games and how she left behind her life as a student at UCLA in hopes of joining Team USA again.
I want to first talk about UCLA.
Yes.
So you made the decision to go and play in the NCAA. What was that like for you?
NCAA for me has just been, you know, a remarkable different scene, I would have to say. Because college and the like, you know, Team USA is totally different with my sport. So knowing that I had the ability to go to college and still do the sport that I love, it's just been like really fun. And being able just to like, explore different realms. In college, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this with my friends, do that with my friends. And just being able just to be me, like just let it all loose, basically.
Still do the sport, but have yes. a bit of a life, it yes. sounds like, right?
Exactly. Yes, for sure. Just knowing that I can wake up and be like, okay, I'm going to my school to do school. And then after that, I could be like, oh, I'm going to the mall, or I'm going to, you know, to the zoo or something just out of the blue. But when I'm in, you know, my Team USA, it's like, you know, we train, we do all those things. But at the same time, there is kind of not as much of a rest time.
Yeah. Was it tough for you to decide, okay, I'm not going to do my junior year. Instead, I am going to go for Paris.
It wasn't really so much tough. I think it was more so of me trying to figure out if I really wanted to go for Paris. That was the hardest part because, yes, I was like, oh, yeah, I can come back. I can go for Paris. I can do everything that I want to do. But it was really like deep down, do I really want to? And so when I finally decided, I was like, okay, I know I have a job to do and this is what I'm going to do, and just put every inch of me that I have left in me and just go out there and, you know, have fun with each and every meet that I have.
Was that struggle in part the fact that you know how tough it is to get ready for the Olympics, right?
Yes, yes, for sure. The toughness, I think, is more, I think it will be a little easier because, yes, I've gone through it because I, you know, already went through an Olympic cycle. But I feel like now, since I understand it a little better, it'll be easier. But I feel like for everybody who is, this is their first time going through an Olympic cycle, or, you know, that year is definitely, it's hard. It's mentally hard. It's not physically hard because, you know, as athletes, we have the ability to, you know, physically still do our thing. But when it comes to the mental aspect of things, it's just knowing that take your time. That's what I wish I did, was take my time. Don't push yourself to a maximum limit until you get to that point of being on that stage and knowing that you can do it. So just really enjoy each and every like time and step that you're supposed to take for that, because it is tough.
It's a bit of a mental game, what you're describing, isn't it?
Yes, very much a mental game. It's like a situation where you have to figure out how to play your cards right. You know, whether you play poker or dominoes, you want to be able to play your card the right way so you're not draining yourself too fast.
So when someone hears you describe that mm-hmm. that sounds really hard.
Yes.
What is the payoff? What is your hope?
Yeah, so the payoff is honestly amazing. Being in the Olympic area, of being around all those inspirational people that you may have looked up to, is really cool. The outcome is, you know, hoping to get a medal, hoping to get an individual medal, hoping to understand that you are being looked at differently because you put so much hard work into where you want it to be. You know, for us, it's not just a year of training. It's our whole entire life. That's with any sport. People think, you know, it's a full year of training and you have this ability to make an Olympic team. And it's like, no, we've done this for our whole entire life to make an Olympic team. And so at the end of it, I think of it as, you know, an ice cream sundae, right? You have the toppings and the ice cream and all that stuff. But that cherry you put on top is just the finishing product. And so that moment of you being on a podium and knowing that you did everything you could to be in that position, it's the amazing thing ever.
And it was a long time coming.
It was a long time coming for sure.
Let me ask you, you know, you had your experience in Tokyo, but Tokyo was strange.
Yes,
for a lot of reasons. Do you feel like this is your opportunity to get a real Olympics, or a traditional Olympics, maybe is a better way of putting it?
For sure. You know, Tokyo was obviously due to COVID, due to a lot of things that were happening prior to us going to Tokyo. It was very different. But again, that was my first Olympics. So for me, I was like, okay, let's see how everything plays out. Mm-hmm. Would I change anything? No, 100% no, because that was my experience. But am I hoping in Paris I get a different experience? Of course. I want to be able to experience the Olympic Village. I want to be able to at least go see different sports if we can. And those type of things I've always dreamed of.
And how about have people cheer you on?
Exactly. And right? I was going to get to that, knowing that people, you know, weren't in the crowd. Like, that was something that I was just like, wow. I didn't realize how much of a crowd actually lifts us up when we're out on the competition floor, because it was very silent. And so knowing that, having fans and, you know, get to see people do their thing, it's really cool. So hopefully everything will play out in how it needs to in Paris.
Do you think there's an excitement on the team to have that again?
I think so. When we came back, when I first came back into the elite area, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I forgot how good of a crowd we had. Like, this is so crazy. This is amazing. Everything has just been, you know, it was so silent because I went to college right after the Olympics. So I'm pretty sure all the girls are probably like, wow, this is going to be an amazing time. People are already talking about, you know, tickets and I can't wait to see you guys and all this stuff. So we're all really excited for this opportunity.
You left Elite Gymnastics. Mm-hmm. You went to college. Mm-hmm. You came back.
Yes.
Simone left Elite Gymnastics and came back. Yes. You guys sort of make it feel like that's a common thing, except it is not mm-hmm. a common thing. It's difficult to come back to Elite Gymnastics.
Yes.
How have you found that process? And with your good friend Simone doing mm-hmm. it right by your side?
The process of going back and forth, I would say, you know, my freshman year was easier. I was like, okay, I go back, you know, do worlds and all that. And then when I went back to college this time go around, I do have to say it was a little harder, but it was also due to the fact there was a lot of things that were happening within my life. I had a passing of my aunt and then I was mm-hmm. just like very, really tired because I haven't had a true break, like of just me being doing nothing. Like I haven't had a true break. So
ever.
Ever, like ever. Yeah. So I've just been going. And so everything just was kind of hitting me. So this time go around, I would say it was a little tough, like mm-hmm. tougher than it was my first go around. But knowing that, you know, sometimes when you take that time of going somewhere else and then coming back, it may change your mental game a little. It may be like, okay, I've done this before, like, but let's try it a little different. And having Simone doing what she's doing, first off, is amazing. Like, I don't even know how she does the things she does, but I give her flowers all the time because that's just who she is. Like, so having ourselves going back and forth, I think it just helps us more because we're a little older. We're, you know, I'm 22, she's 26. So it's like being able to comprehend everything a little different compared to when we were younger.
You've mentioned it a couple of times, and it is certainly something that we as a culture are talking about, mm-hmm. the importance of mental health.
Yes.
How has that changed the way you've approached these Olympics, and what are you doing to make sure that your mental health is as strong as your physical health?
Mental health is a huge thing. Obviously, there's been a lot of numerous celebrities who have talked about it, even outside of our sports in general, and knowing that it has became such a huge impact on a lot of people. I think, honestly, it's something that everybody's going to watch out for because, you know, with the incident that happened in Tokyo with Simone to, you know, Naomi Osaka to Serena Williams, to everybody kind of coming out on how it truly is very stressful to do the things that we're doing. And so going into these next years or whatever you're doing, just really hone in on the fact that it's okay to speak up. It's okay to use your voice. It's okay to take time to yourself. And that's what I've done. I've taken time to myself. I'll take I need quietness. I'll go draw. I'll go shop. I'll go do things that, you know, I get my mind off of my sport. So when it is time to go back into that competition mode, I'm focused on my sport a little easier. So feeling drained or tired. Even talking to a sports psychologist, I've done that before too. And it really, really helps knowing that we can kind of just decompress in a different way.
I've also been told you rap.
Oh my gosh. Who told you that?
Listen, I was told. I don't know. Do you just, throw it out there? I mean, can you give me a rhyme? I don't know.
It's actually kind of funny because me and my sister, she literally was this morning, she was like, we were singing some song. I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about Chloe Bailey and uh-huh. how her song Cheat Back. And I was like, you know, I started singing her little part. It's like, find another boo from the hood with some tats. Give him what's yours. Show him I can.
Like, Jordan, that's good.
I was like, why of all people? Like, but you know, I don't actually rap. Like, I can't just like put something out there. Like, I'm not like a Coco Jones where she's just like, you know, Busta Rhymes. But yeah.
But you love music.
I do.
And
love
it's a good
music.
Outlet for
it
you.
Is. It's a huge outlet. I don't, yeah. Not just for me, but for everyone, honestly. Music in the world is like the biggest thing, right? We use that as an entertainment. And knowing that we have the ability to use it for our sport is really cool as well. Cause like we use it for our floor music. I've done 90s. I've done really, you know, pop artists like Normani. I've done Beyonce. I've done all these cool and amazing artists because I feel like their stories I could relate to in a different way because it's like maybe they've gone through some mental things and, you know, as an athlete, I've gone through some mental things. So it's really cool just to be able to incorporate those things as well.
You find it motivating and inspiring.
Exactly. Yeah. It's inspiring. When I look at these artists, I was just telling my mom this. I was like, it's so crazy to know that all the things that we see are like, we're waiting for an album, we're waiting for a single. But in reality, if you look into someone's story, there's actually more to them. There's more of like, whether it's a mother, whether it's someone who loves fashion, whether, you know, it's really cool just to be able to understand that. As an artist, they have more to them. And as an athlete, we have more to us. So yeah. I kind of really can relate.
That's really great. One more question. You know, the U.S. women's gymnastics team has had enormous success in, let's say, the last decade, let's call it. Okay. But there's also been a lot of concern about the women's team. And people have worried about the program in general. And I wonder from your perspective right now, is it feeling stronger? Is it feeling healthier? Do you feel supported?
There's a lot of things that, you know, can be said about our program, you know, through social media and all that stuff. But it's a work in progress, I can say. From when I first started with the program until now, they're helping us a lot. We do have somebody that can help us with mental health. We do have people who, if you need help with other things, they're there for that. They've helped us in a lot of ways just to, you know, embrace who we are, making sure no one's going to be like sad or, you know, tear down like in a situation on social media or something. So the program has been able to uplift us in a way and be an immaculate, like, you know, outlet to go to if we do need, because those people on the committee of our program is really like dominant in what they want to do. You know, they want to be able to change. They want to be able to do everything that they can without feeling like, you know, somebody's going to come at the program 24/7.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel now that I, you know, I feel comfortable, I feel supported, and I feel, you know, just being able to be like, okay, if something does happen, they'll be able to fix it for sure.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I'm super excited for you. I can't wait to watch you, and good luck in the coming months.
And, thank you.
I know it's intense, but it sounds like this is it. You are dedicated.
Yes, yes, I am. Thank you so much.
The U.S. Olympic gymnastic trials will take place June 27th through the 30th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Team USA will officially be announced. So best of luck to Suni and Jordan. Thank you for joining us on the road to Paris. Join us again next time for more conversations with the athletes competing for a spot on Team USA as we count down to the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Road to Paris is produced by Alexa Casavecchia, Lauren Spector, Alexa Hess, Matt Greenfield, and Katie Disler. Our associate audio engineer is Juliana Mastrilli. Our audio engineers are Bob Mallory and Catherine Anderson. Bryson Barnes is our head of audio production. Missy Dunlop Parsons is our executive producer. Libby Leese is the executive vice president of Today and Lifestyle.